You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know many of you are kind of concerned about this one headline that's hit the news today, where Hispanics' new leading cause of death is cancer rather than heart disease. And I've had many listeners and emails going, okay, which cancer? What's wrong? What are we at risk for? Why cancer? It's actually, you know, the glass is half full on this one. What they're saying is heart disease has gone down so much in our Hispanic population that now it isn't considered the number one killer, cancerous. So it's not that cancer has risen and that there's something particularly our Latinos are exposed to. It's that heart disease and us being able to fight heart disease and diabetes has improved so much that now deaths to heart disease have fallen to the point where it's not the number one killer in the Hispanic population. Okay? Heart disease still, all across the board with all other ethnic groups, is the number one killer. Even though we talk about breast cancer and prostate cancer and endometrial cancer and colon cancer and skin cancer, et cetera, still the number one killer across all ethnic groups besides now Hispanics is still heart disease. But it sounds like heart disease has fallen to the point where in the Hispanic population, cancer now is number one. Keep in mind, death rates for both cancer and heart disease have been dropping. Okay? They believe with all the other ethnicities, we are going to see cancer as the number one killer within the next 10 years. This is something I've been predicting on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nobody listens. Fine. You know, we got to wait till CBS News comes out with it for everybody to go, oh, really? Heart disease is dropping? We're going to be more of risk for cancer? Well, nobody listens to me. And again, it's not that you're more at risk for cancer. It's because you're outliving the heart attacks and the strokes, God willing, you are going to be more, you'll have an increased chance of being diagnosed with cancer later as opposed to dying before you ever get diagnosed with cancer. That's why when we talk about prostate cancer and how people say, well, most people will die before the prostate cancer gets to them, which I hate that statement. I hate hearing that. Well, most people are going to die before the prostate cancer kills them. They'll die of some other means. They were saying that because, of course, heart disease was the number one killer. Well, now we're doing a pretty damn good job fighting heart disease that, yes, we're living well into our 70s and 80s. So a prostate cancer that sneaks up in your late 50s or late 60s, to me, shouldn't be ignored. Now, CBS News is reporting here, overall cancer will probably replace heart disease as the nation's top cause of death in the next 10 years. Boy, is this a fun, positive story, said Rebecca Siegel, the American Cancer Society lead author of a study, blah, 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 blah. They think the crossover point could be reached as early as this year or in the next 2 years. They say the reason why this happened among Hispanics first is that they are younger on average than non-Hispanics, whites, and blacks, and cancer tends to kill people earlier in life than heart disease. Okay. You know, we're still, though, fighting the issue of obesity. As obesity is on the rise, that puts you more at risk for heart disease. So not only heart disease, cancer as well. So you're starting to see this switch over now, this crossover now, where remember last week we had a story where they said, you know, many obese people don't get heart disease. Many obese people are cardiac healthy. I have a couple of those patients. I mean, the arteries appear clear. No cholesterol, no diabetes, good arteries, are just overweight. And I'm like, no. Go back to the heart doctor. I don't believe it. We do have a subsect of obese people whose hearts are fine. Unfortunately, their obesity puts them more at risk for heart disease. Okay. They say, Hispanics are the nation's largest and fastest growing major ethnic group, and many of them are young immigrants from Mexico. Most heart disease deaths are in people 65 and older. The vast majority of Hispanics in the U.S. are under 55. They say in Mexico, however, it's more of an older population. Diabetes is the biggest killer, with cancer number two. They say, interestingly, none of the states where cancer has overtaken heart disease is in the Southwest, which has the largest Hispanic populations. Instead, most are in the northern tier, like Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and four states of upper New England. We still have the stroke belt. We still need to make improvements in the stroke belt, where we have Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. Those states in the southern U.S., they still appear to have the highest obesity, highest rate of heart disease, and highest rate of stroke. So we need to get rocking and rolling there. But let's tell you what we're going to be talking about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like they have they've been playing around with these things for years, but they claim they got one of the newest laser injections that can hopefully replace a needle stick, which is nice. Kids are eating too much salt. Woman contracts the plague after being bitten by a stray cat. We also have a theory that if your bride has pre-wedding jitters, she may be more at risk of ending the marriage. We need to talk about that. Also, it looks like sperm has been captured in 3D for the first time, so they could actually see the corkscrew tails. Pretty interesting stuff. We always love talking about sperm on this show. They are just so cute. Honestly, sperm, you have to admit, they're really, really cute. And keep in mind, I mean, you know, on this show, we talk about mucus. We talk about colonic mucosa. We talk about sebaceous cysts. So yeah, you got to go with me on that. Sperm are cute. This is a Dr. Dahlia Show. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have some of your calls that have been coming in even when we were off air. We'll be playing those when we come back. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also, Facebook. When you fiddle around on Facebook tonight, don't forget to search The Dr. Dahlia Show. Find that and connect. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to everybody on board, and big thanks to you all for listening. All right, we will be right back. Don't go away.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Talk Superstation for playing us live now. Looks like all 3 hours during the week. Again, I apologize with the holidays, how I've been missing some shows here and there. But I promise we're giving you as good a solid programming as we can. We're doing the best we can, guys. We're doing the best we can. And a big thanks to XM Radio for also broadcasting our show as well. Before we get to some of your phone calls that you've left for us, looks like Jerry Sandusky will be sentenced October 9th. Former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse, faces the his sentencing and possibly life in prison October 9th. Pennsylvania Judge John Cleland, who presided at the coach's June trial, finding him guilty of abusing 10 victims over 15 years, set the sentencing date Monday in an order, adding that he will also determine whether Sandusky should be classified as a sexually violent predator. All right. Maximum penalties for Sandusky's offenses total more than 400 years in prison. Sandusky does intend to appeal the conviction. Defense attorney Joe Amendola has attempted to prepare Sandusky for the possibility that he may never emerge from prison. You think? All right. Since Sandusky's conviction of June, in June, he's been awaiting sentencing in solitary confinement at the Center County, Pennsylvania Correctional Facility, has declined requests for comments. Let him think about what he did. Now they can't have him, among others. They can't. People are, these other inmates, they don't like him too much. If you don't think we're very happy with this guy, imagine the inmates he's with. So, yeah, they have him in solitary confinement to protect him. All right, guys, let's go to some of your calls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello.
I listen to you on the XM radio. I am a truck driver.
Ooh, amen.
Thank you for inviting us into your show.
You guys
rock. My question is, I have a not really sinus infection. That's what you're talking about right now. But my biggest thing is whenever I bend over, my left side of my nose will start draining. And actually, I think it's infected because after I blow my nose and clean it and everything, it gets sticky and tacky like the fluid that's inside my nose.
Mm-hmm.
So what should I do? How can I prevent that from happening?
Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting. People will tell me all the time, you know, I move my head in certain directions and one side will drain whereas the other side wouldn't. You hit it on the head. Whenever it starts getting sticky, starts to have some color to it, usually we start thinking of infection as opposed to allergies. It's clear, watery, runny, which is why whenever we think you have a sinus infection, we don't like to use sometimes these over-the-counter antihistamines because we don't want to dehydrate or desiccate the fluid part of it. And I really apologize if any of you are eating right now, because once it starts getting sticky, it's harder to run and flow out the sinuses, and then more infection could settle in. More bacteria can replicate, and then you have more of an infection. So we almost want it to drain. I always recommend let the nose drain sometimes. You know, we're always, you know, sucking it back in, you know, because we're either on the radio or waiting tables or we're on TV, and I can't stand doing that. I'm always sucking it in. The problem is you really need to blow it out. Blowing your nose is probably one of the first things we should all do whenever we think we have some sort of an infection or allergies. Blow your nose. And I know some of you are like, really, you got to give us that advice? Yes, I do. I can't tell you how many people refuse to blow their nose. They don't want to have boogies left in their nose. They're afraid they're going to miss the Kleenex. They don't want to get their hands dirty. You cannot suck all of it back into your throat and swallow it. You have to blow this stuff out. So first and foremost, blow your nose. Now, don't do it too heavy because we don't want to pop your ears. But you got to get the stuff out. That's why we sneeze. It's a defense mechanism. Our body sneezes to get the junk out. Now, if it does start to get sticky, etc., and you do have an infection, you know, these sinus infections are hard to lick without, sorry for that choice of words, you know, without antibiotics. I mean, if it's a true sinus infection, you know, I don't like to mess around with it with homeopathics, unfortunately, because I don't know enough about the homeopathics to know if they work. Not that I'm saying anything bad about homeopathics or anything natural, but if you think you have a sinus infection, you need to get that knocked out with some antibiotics. Now, if you're in that state where they can't tell and the doctor's like, well, it may be viral, flushing is a great thing to do. That's why you hear all this news about neti pots. Neti pots is where you could flush your nose out. Do not use tap water. Use filtered water, bottled water, sterile water if you can, but I mean if you can't, don't use tap water because we've had a couple cases of people getting the Enta-Amoeba Histolytica up in their nose or the Nigeria Fowleri up in their nose from the tap water. So sometimes flushing out the nostrils are good. Now, allergy prevention, which we've talked about, is crucial to prevent chronic sinusitis because once you start having inflammation in the sinuses and you start collecting the gook, any bacteria that's sitting there and harboring there will set up shop and have a party. And we were talking about how women on birth control may already be harboring staph type of bacteria. Staph bacteria could be very natural in those areas. We're not talking about the nasty MRSA staph, but they've noticed that women who are on birth control are more prone to holding staph in their sinuses. Now, we aren't saying women on birth control are more prone to sinus infections, but they just found that to be kind of an interesting tidbit of news. And that's probably the subject you were listening to when you called in. So, my recommendation is if you're starting to get copious amounts of stuff coming out of your nose, it's starting to get sticky, it's probably a sinus infection, get to the doctor. In the meantime, while you're trying to wait for the doctor's appointment, try and flush it out. If not, and you don't want to stick things up your nose, hot showers. I love hot showers. The hot showers, the steam, opens up your nostrils, helps flush things out, and just keep blowing that stuff out. Make sure you're eating healthy, get some good vitamins in, etc. All right, great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, many of us hate, with a capital H, injections. We can't stand needles, hypodermic needles, any type of needles. Well, apparently, this is going to be published in Optics Letters, September 15th issue, where there are painless microjet injections powered by a laser. They've been playing around with this for a while. Could one day replace injections from delivering flu shots, vaccines, and other medications? Researchers in Seoul National University in South Korea write about this. They're all very excited. The device uses an erbium-doped yttrium aluminum garnet. I know. I wish I didn't clean out my closet. I could have used that. Or a YAG laser, ER YAG laser. Wasn't there a TV show YAG? Or was that JAG? There was a TV show that had a G in it. Anyway, it drives tiny, precise stream of liquid drug with just the right amount of force. It uses multiple pulses of laser beam at lower energy, thereby delivering a significantly higher dose than the previous version, the ND-YAG system. Oh, yeah, what a cluster that was. Report senior author Jack Yeo, professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering, colleagues. I got to tell you, you know what? I don't want to make fun of these guys, though. These guys, honestly, if they could replace the needle, you know how happy we all would be? They said here, still the hypodermic needle is the instrument of choice, probably because it's cheap, right? And we know that we could stick it. I don't know if I can handle this whole laser pen, YAG, erythium, aluminum, garnet, erbium. I'd be so darn confused. They say the laser-driven microjet injector can precisely control dose and the depth of drug penetration underneath the skin. Now, this is important because I can't tell you how many shots are given halfway. Kids are screaming. People are moving. People are jumping. Some of the new nurses a little too nervous about getting it real deep into the deltoid muscle or the glute. And medicine is spewing all over the place. So if you know how deep in that person's butt you need to get that, no, I don't think the YAG laser is fit for buttocks of my size. I think, I think they have to upgrade on that one. For the average butt, they could figure out how deep to go. Centimeter, 2 centimeters, et cetera. They say the type of laser in their device is commonly already used by dermatologists for facial and cosmetic treatments. Ooh, I wonder if they could do Botox injections like this, because I'm going to be needing that soon. They say a series of very short laser pulses lasting no more than 250 millionths of a second each generates a vapor bubble inside the driving fluid. The bubble creates a pressure or elastic strain on the membrane, which forces the drug to be ejected through the tiny nozzle as a narrow jet, no more than 150 micrometers wide or slightly thicker than a human hair. Wow. That's cool stuff, guys. Whew. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska cruise. We're going to Alaska next June for, I believe, 8 days, 7 nights, and it is going to be exquisite, leaving from Seattle, going up the Inside Passage. A great vacation, good rate, lots of extra goodies that get thrown in because we do a group. And, of course, I like to throw in goodies. Goodies are fun. So please check it out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Look up Alaska Cruise, get some details, and get in touch with a travel agent so we can book that for you. All right. We have some more of your calls. Let's try to get to another one before I get to more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dolly. My name's Leanne, and, you know, I don't mind you broadcasting this, but I have a question because it comes up so often. I've had breast cancer, and so I'm not supposed to have any estrogen, and, you know, of course, as you get older, and I'm in my 50s, you know, your estrogen level goes down and you can't get any estrogen. And so it kills your sex life.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever thinks of that. They're like, do this, do that. But it's like, well, wait. You know, I've had cancer and I can't get any of that stuff. So, you know, you got to kind of figure out what do you do. So just wanted to throw in my comments into the ring.
No, honey.
And I hope to hear it because I do listen to Kay Dawn a lot.
Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. Yes, unfortunately, once you've had breast cancer, the reason I wish you were live is I'd love to ask, you know, if I'm assuming you had the estrogen sensitive type of breast cancer. Yeah, you know, when you undergo breast cancer treatment, they will use medicines like tamoxifen, to prevent your own natural estrogen from, stimulating more of the breast cancer. So if you've ever had estrogen sensitive breast cancer, you are not allowed to take postmenopausal estrogen hormonal therapy because I guess studies have shown that a recurrence or a new breast cancer on the other side could develop. I know there's been some touch and go with soy products. There haven't been enough studies saying soy products are completely safe, so they aren't recommending those either. And it's extremely frustrating because, you know, going through menopause is bad enough. You got the hot flashes, you got the vaginal dryness, you got the mood issues, the lack of sleep, you got the weight gain. That's just menopause. Accelerate that with your anti-estrogen therapy for having breast cancer, not to mention the psychological trauma of having had cancer and the fear of you getting a recurrence of cancer or it coming on the other side. I mean, I don't know how people cope. I would be an absolute mess. And so, you know, God bless you for going through what you're going through. Unfortunately, no, there's nothing that we could say right now that's safe. Now, what we do then rather than estrogen is try to treat some of the side effects. Like, for example, if you're having some hot flashes, sometimes we'll use Effexor, which is venlafaxine. It's in the antidepressant family, but we use it for people who don't have depression to use for hot flashes at the, 37.5 dose. There's some small doses that we could use. I believe even there's a 25 milligram dose we sometimes play with. There's also clonidine, which is a medicine we used to use or we use for blood pressure. Clonidine could help with hot flashes. Neurontin, gabapentin could help with that. Many women will try acupuncture, but it is difficult. You're right. There's not a lot that we could recommend. I mean, for sex, we recommend a lot of lubricant, but unfortunately, with the vaginal wall thinness, you're still at risk of tearing. You know, if they were able to come up with an amount of estrogen, like a vaginal topical estrogen that they know wouldn't be absorbed, that could be safe. There would be a huge market for that, for both postmenopausal women and post-breast cancer women. And it'll help sex drive. Estrogen, remember we talked about estrogen when we were talking about last week about sinus infections and women on birth control having bacteria in their sinuses, where it kind of boosts the tissue, makes it kind of more, you know, plumpy and juicy and whatever. So it's a lot more vascular, less friable. You know, we use estrogen a lot in postmenopausal women in the vaginal area to kind of do that. And again, I apologize if you're eating any sort of lunch or if your child's in the car. But unfortunately, there's some systemic absorption of that estrogen, and you can't take a chance. Breast cancer scares the heck out of us. If breast cancer was a walk in the park, maybe we doctors would be a lot more lenient with the estrogen, but it isn't. And it scares us. And we are so scared of you getting breast cancer in the contralateral breast or you're having a recurrence that nobody wants to mess with it. You know, also keep in mind, if 1 in 8 women get breast cancer and there's a certain incidence of how often you'll get breast cancer in your lifetime, you having breast cancer doesn't mean you're done. Like, all right, you got your cancer. Now you could live happily the rest of your life. You are still at risk, if not more, for your getting breast cancer, even if it's not the same one. And so, you know, this fear and this paranoia, no wonder it drives women to, doing mastectomies. I wouldn't recommend that. Again, I think, you know, breasts are extremely important for our bodies and part of our physique. And, I wouldn't recommend it unless it's a woman who strongly feels this is something they want to do. I've never recommended to a woman to just have the mastectomy, if it's something that could be treated or if she's at high risk. But I do understand why many women make that choice. Say, to heck with this. Let's just get rid of the breast. I can finally take some estrogen. All right. So hang in there, honey. I hopefully they'll come up with something. I mean, honestly, they need to work on this. I agree. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of an interesting article written by Angela Dowden on dried fruit that could treat everyday ailments. This is kind of cool. Many of us avoid dried fruit because it makes us poop. And even though we need to poop, unfortunately with me, dried fruit, we get the unpredictable pooping pattern. And when I'm busy or I'm about to go on TV or in the middle of my radio show, I really can't stop. They have been thinking at GCN to bring me in a porta potty. So while I'm sitting here, I could use the bathroom so I can increase my fiber. It just, I don't know if I could control any sounds. Now, here we go. They say raisins can help osteoporosis. Raisins have boron. It's a mineral documented to reduce bone loss in postmenopausal women. They say throw raisins on your food. Average boron intake is 1 to 2 milligrams a day, but a minimum of 3 milligrams is healthier. Don't take more than 10 milligrams of boron. No, don't go popping pills. You go and get the raisins. They say dates are good for helping you with fatigue. Dates have a low glycemic index. They're sugary. They're yummy. If you eat it with protein, you could feel full. I love dates. My favorite cereal was, years ago, the 2-pound box of Quaker 100% natural. I think they still have it out, but it was a purple box. It was my favorite. If you want to cut back on the gout, you could eat dried cherries. The anthocyanins in cherries, especially the sour or tart ones, do help arthritis, gout, post-muscle exercise. A study from University of Michigan revealed that a cherry-enriched diet reduced inflammation markers in animals by up to 50%. Cherries are good. I like maraschino cherries, but they don't count. High blood pressure could be treated very, very slightly with dried apricots. Why is dried apricot so good for blood pressure? You got the potassium. Apricots have 3 times the potassium content of bananas. And remember what we talk about when it comes to heart? You know, fruits, vegetables, etc. The potassium is key. I don't want you popping potassium. I'd rather you pop the apricots. Dried, you're likely to eat more. They're tasty, but let me warn you, they will make you poop. Of course, bladder infections. Many of us have used dried cranberries. Dried cranberries actually do seem to reduce the stickiness of E. coli bacteria. The proanthocyanidins are the active ingredient to prevent the bacteria from being sticky. Prunes, of course, help with constipation as well. And figs have iron. So you could get some figs into you. I hope that helps. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, so a woman contracts the plague after being bitten by a stray cat who was choking on a rodent. This happened in June in Oregon. We've heard of cases where people get the plague, bubonic plague, from kitty cats. All right? headlines had hit, we had heard of Paul Gaylord, who had contracted the disease, spent, I guess, a month on life support a couple months ago. Fingers and toes were black, had to be amputated. Luckily for her, I believe she was diagnosed before Paul Gaylord was. So anyway, the woman is asked not to be identified. This was actually a family friend of hers who was, remember, Paul was up in Oregon also. That was a family friend. So anyway, they found the distressed animal choking on a rodent. When they both tried to help the cat, it bit them. 4 days later, the woman started showing symptoms of the infection, and Gaylord, 60 years old, was the one that ended up being on life support and needed amputation. However, her symptoms were not as severe, but she did have fever, chills, pain, lymph nodes, was treated with antibiotics. Luckily, with early detection, she survived. Now, these cats, when they have the plague, it's sometimes all you could tell is that they're coughing. And it's a coughing type of, well, how many cats cough when they're coughing up hairballs, when they're coughing up? So my recommendation is if you ever have contact with a bite or prolonged respiratory exposure to one of these animals, and then you start feeling funny, get it checked. There was a lady who had died up in Lake Tahoe years ago. We're talking 20-some years ago, where her little kitty cat wasn't feeling good. And the kitty cat was on her chest, and she was rubbing the little kitty cat like we always rub our little kitty cats because they're our little baby tushies, aren't they cute? And then you lovey-dovey. Anyway, little kitty cat was coughing on mama's chest, and I guess was coughing up the plague and gives the woman the plague. Cat died and she died. So as much as we love our cats, we probably need to keep them at arm's length. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what we've been trying to keep at multiple arm's length for many of us are sperm. Now, apparently, scientists have found, I tried to come up with a good transition, arm's length, legs length, condom length. Sperm have been captured in 3D for the first time, revealing corkscrew swimming patterns. I know, they probably will make a 3D movie. You notice they make 3D movies now of everything? Notice how they're going to resell Raiders of the Lost Ark by having us watch it in 3D. And, of course, we're going to go. We love Raiders of the Lost Ark. My husband's like, we have to see it. I go, we've seen that movie 2,768 times. He goes, well, we're going to see it one more because it's in 3D. Finding Nemo, I got to see that because it's going to be in 3D. So I bet that they will make a lot of bucks on this sperm 3D. Scientists, I guess, have tracked the paths of sperm. It's the first time they've been successful in 3D mapping the trajectory of sperm. Yeehaw! I always think of that Bruce Willis movie, Look Who's Talking. Yeah, you know, where they're like, yeehaw! 3D mapping the trajectory of sperm, and it's revealed a few things about the little critters. Some sperm swim in corkscrew-like patterns, and others are hyperactive and hectic. So sperm have strokes. Now, who is the sperm study leader? His name is Idagen Ozean. His group put sperm, I hope it wasn't theirs, on a silicon sensor chip and shown red and blue LED lights from different directions onto the sperm to track their movements and plot each sperm's path 3D. That would be a very cool science fair project. Oh, Johnny, what did you study? The vast majority of the sperm followed a typical path, more or less a straight line. But some Homer Simpson type of sperm, you know, just kind of went roly-poly. Others were helical. Others were corkscrew. Others were hyperactive and were kind of jerky, right? Oh, there is a video. Oh, I wish I could show you guys video of the sperm. Anyway, so for those of you that actually want to imagine, have a visual of what's going on with the sperm, there's actually a video of that. Pretty cool stuff. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Pre-wedding jitters, they say, may be a bad, bad sign. A four-year study of 464 newlyweds found those with doubts were less satisfied in their marriages. Women with doubts who married anyway were 2.5 times more likely to divorce. UCLA researcher Justin Lavner said, unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to say if it's doubts about the partner or doubts about the marriage in general. They say doubts specific to the relationship or partner are generally worse than doubts about the marriage in general. Now, this is published in the Journal of Family Psychology. 47% of husbands and 38% of wives had doubts. Among women, 19% who had doubts were divorced 4 years later versus 8% who didn't. In men, 14% who had doubts were divorced 4 years later. Okay, now my husband and I were married in 1996. So we are going on our 16th year. We were married December 22nd, 1996. The Macarena. We were playing the Macarena. And we were playing Hakuna Matata. The wedding song was Baby Got Back. Mm-hmm. No, actually, he wanted me to walk down the aisle to Why Don't We Get Drunk and that song. And my mother, of course, said heck to the no. But I mean, he's still married to me. I don't think he had doubts. I didn't have doubts. Remember, I wanted to get married ever since I was 3 years old. So as far as I'm concerned, I had planned it. I was like, nope, perfect. But him, I think most men have some doubts. So like, really? This is the one I got to spend the rest of my life with? And I'm not a very good dancer. Not a very good singer. Can't cook. But, I mean, he stuck it out. So I'd have to say we are definitely an exception to the rule. They say a lot of people have jitters, a subconscious feeling something may be off. But they are swept away with the whole experience of getting engaged and getting married. Everybody wants to believe it'll work out. They say the study also found that in 36% of couples, neither partner expressed doubts. However, among those in which neither partner had doubts, 6% still got divorced. Here's the thing. I really believe in intuition and the whole sixth sense. So I believe if you get that feeling that says don't do something, whether it's getting into a car with somebody or meeting somebody for the first time and you get the heebie-jeebies or the spidey sense, I really believe in spidey sense. The only problem is now all this talk on, getting the jitters can now make you nervous. You know, and you don't want to go into it expecting that you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, you want to go into it saying he's the one, he's the one, he's the one. Now, I do have to admit there's a lot of people that have this time frame in their mind that they need to be engaged by age 24, 25. They need to be married by the age of 28 and have the first kid before 30. There's some people that have that, and they will come hook or crook, live that timeline. Those are the people who I think are really at the most risk. All right? But those that just, oh, my gosh, I'm in love. I can't believe it. I never expected this. Those are the ones that seem to do well. I never expected I was going to marry my husband. We were dating different people at the time, and then I got dumped, and I don't know what he did or if he got dumped or he dumped her. Or I don't know what was going on, and it just happened. And, just like me and GCN, right? GCN Network and I, we have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. It just happened. Me and my microphone just fell into their arms, and I think those are the best relationships. I really do. Where, you know, it's like, whoa. But again, don't freak out. But do listen to your spidey sense. Okay, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you later. If for some reason I'm not live, still call into the show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Still follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Email us anytime you like. But most of all, be healthy. God bless.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.